Welcome and thank you for joining us. At Worship Harvest, we believe that we are a movement of the gospel, discipleship, and mission. And we are committed to catalyzing spiritual, social, and economic renewal in our immediate communities. And as a result, the world. Here is this week's teaching.
Awesome. Let's get into the Word.
The Word.
So, we are in Ephesians.
We are still in chapter 1
since January.
It's the whole year.
And we have not made much progress in the text.
But we've made much progress in the spirit
in our lives, because the Word of God is bringing forth fruit.
Much refreshing.
As it is also in all the world, according to Colossians chapter 1, and is changing your life. Thank you for tuning into MC Live tonight. I guarantee you that by the word of the Lord, you'll never be the same.
Amen.
If you've been feeling sick, whether that's in your body, in your heart, in your wallet, wherever the sickness is, the Bible is clear. Jesus went about doing good and healing all who are oppressed by the devil of God, for God was with him.
Amen.
Your healing is guaranteed by the scriptures, not by the two of us.
No, by the scriptures.
You know, Jesus, every time he was facing challenges from the devil, what did he say?
It is written.
It is written.
Yeah.
So that should be your refrain. Every time they give you a doctor's report, it is written.
It is written.
An accountant's report,
it is written.
A child's report from school, it is written. That is how we respond to every provocation of Satan. It is written. So if I were you, wherever you are in your MC, I would get very excited already. The Bible says, I rejoice at your word as one who finds
great treasure.
But you are not saying anything. You're even leaning back. You're about to ask for tea.
Me, Papa.
Okay,
what
say
is
something.
Happening?
Say something. This is MC Live.
It is true.
It's not MC Dead.
Papa.
Okay, MC
I'm enjoying.
Live.
I'm enjoying the book of Ephesians. The word of God, especially the word of his grace, is always extremely refreshing. I think for me, what I want to say is, it's possible to, the longer we stay in church, to get to a point where you become familiar with the word, but also you start to depend on yourself and not on God anymore, because we learn what to do, how to tweak this, how to do that, principle to. So I feel like what you're doing for us in the MC Live segment that you've stuck with Ephesians is a return to the foundations which determine the height of the building and the strength of it.
Yeah.
So to build our lives on this word and to have a consciousness of who we are in Christ Jesus and what God has done more than what we can do, or our weaknesses or our strengths, because that's what we'll always produce in and out of season.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Dr. Alex is excited about the gospel.
Oh.
And we are saying on Sunday that the gospel is grace.
Yes.
This is what God has done. Christianity is about Christ, not you.
Christianity,
and I.
Yes.
We just are beneficiaries.
Absolutely.
Of the covenant.
Amen.
That God has made. So that's why we're excited. Year in, year out. We've been at this for 18 years now.
Yeah.
We've been excited. We are still excited. We have never looked for
excited.
A break.
Yeah,
some people, they lead their MC for 3 weeks. They want a break already. It's because you are believing all the wrong things.
You're drawing from yourself.
You're drawing from yourself. It's like trying to use a phone without charging it. Yeah, the phone will ask for a break.
Yeah.
So if you're not charging, if you're not plugged into the word of
His grace,
which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified, you'll soon be asking for a break
from everything.
Let's go.
Yeah.
So anyway, we've been in Ephesians chapter 1 and the first 14 verses are the greeting.
It's
the
other
hello or hi. And the greeting is the greeting.
It is the greeting.
So last Wednesday, we were supposed to finish the greeting, but we left out one verse.
Okay.
I want us just to read it and go into why he's writing.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm praying for you, Apostle.
Yeah,
verse, I can help you to read
verse it. 13 and 14. Yes.
Verse 13 and 14. In him you also trusted.
Hey.
After you heard the word of truth,
uh-huh.
the gospel of your salvation.
Which is, what is the word of truth?
The gospel of your salvation.
the gospel
of my salvation. I knew it.
The good news. The almost too good to be true news. Salvation is supposed to be almost too good to be true news. Yeah, like anything you have ever had that made you so excited, you didn't sleep for two nights.
What is that?
The message about Jesus is supposed to be much better than that. And if it's not, it means you misheard it or it was mistaught to you.
Come on.
Because he's talking about the gospel of yourself. You know, when we think of salvation and gospel, when we think of salvation, we don't think about it like the kind of news that you cannot, you know, like when you're young, have they ever told you you're going on a trip somewhere?
You can't sleep. Eh?
You start you packing. You can't sleep. They go to bed. You don't want to go to bed.
It's the pain of the parents.
You want to sleep in the clothes in which you're traveling, as if you're not bathed.
And you keep waking up thinking they've left you.
You keep waking up in the night because you are young. You don't have an alarm clock. Yeah. You can't even tell what time of the night is. That is what the news of Jesus is supposed to be to all of us. To all of us.
Amen.
Yeah. I don't know what you were told. I don't know what you were told, child of God. But that's what it's supposed to be. If you've heard something else, you've heard the wrong thing.
Yeah.
And that's why you may be watching us online and you're not excited.
At all.
Even when they tell you evangelism, you're like, why am I going to tell people about the thing that is difficult for
me? I'm shy.
No. When you're young and they tell you, you know, I don't know where you take your kids, but once upon a time, we took our kids to another country nearby.
You tell
my
everyone.
Friend, the whole school knew people are going to fly.
It's good news. You can't keep it to yourself.
Wow, you're like, guys, we have some sort of...
And you didn't
train
them. We are
family. We need to have some degree of, privacy.
You were actually trying to restrain them.
Yeah. Wow. Before you know that, I'm told.
You're like, so, why? Why? When the news... Apostle, can I tell you one of the news that was difficult for me to keep? So, Pastor Ari was turning, 21.
25.
25. Then Apmore threw her this party. And then he had bought her a car. Her first car. And so, like, we knew that there was a car coming, but she did not know. So I was there the whole time. She's passing by the car and she doesn't know. You want to tell her, what do you think you're looking at? What are you seeing? I mean, the entire party, I was like, can we finish the speeches?
I feel like prophesying.
Prophesy!
Your husband shall buy you a car.
Amen!
Also, you shall buy someone a car.
Amen.
Hey,
Amen.
Keep going.
Yeah, so, I remember it has nothing to do with personality type. It had nothing to do with, like, all of us were jittery. Pastor Dennis Amoko, I don't know, everyone is like, hi, Pastor Ari. Hi. Like, the whole week, you're looking at her and thinking, how do you keep this news to yourself? But I also know when news is not good. When I had to deliver news about the passing of a parent of someone.
Yeah.
All of you say, no, it won't be me. I don't know how to deliver such news. Me, I don't know how to...
Don't tell them
don't
on
tell
the phone.
Don't tell them on the phone. Don't... Can you be the one? Can you...
Go to the hospital.
Yes.
The person is not too well.
Yeah, you're lying to
them. And you're lying. And the person is dead. Because bad news is difficult to deliver.
Exactly.
So the reason you don't want to do evangelism is you...
It's not good news. Honestly, it's hard to keep. Apostle, that secret was a hard secret to keep. Where you know that your friend is getting a gift and they don't know. The entire week. And then on the day of, you're like, why are we in the party? Cut the cake. Tell the news. Like, the whole thing you're waiting. It's hard to keep. So for me, when you say that the good news of our salvation, the gospel of our salvation, it means that we should naturally be evangelists. It shouldn't be a chore. if indeed it is too good to be true, we should be trying to convince people that, listen, you are loved. Listen, there's no condemnation. It doesn't matter what you're struggling with. Jesus will receive you. He will heal you. He will give you. Like, that's how it should be. But instead we ask, Walokoka, you're going to hell. So, yeah, Apostle.
Wow.
Good news.
So, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. It means that there is a seal of the Holy Spirit on your spirit. That's why it says, who is joined to the Lord
is
one spirit with him. And verse 14, let's finish it so we get on the reason Paul wrote.
Next verse. 14. Who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession
to the praise
of his glory?
Yeah, the Holy Spirit is the guarantor of our inheritance. Yeah. Whatever we got, you know, we've been looking at this. In him, we've received redemption through his blood, forgiveness of sins.
Yes.
In him, we have an inheritance.
Yes.
So the Holy Spirit is the guarantor. The Holy Spirit is the one ensuring that you're born again.
Can you imagine? Not myself.
You're not the one ensuring that you're born again. If it was up to you, you know yourself.
Apostle.
You know yourself.
I know myself.
You know how far you would be. You wouldn't be leading a mission or community. But
that's even too far.
Jesus Caesar.
Jesus Caesar.
Okay. But the Holy Spirit is the guarantor of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, on that day when all things line up, where you know, it's like, how do I put this? The day you got born again, your spirit became one with Christ.
Amen.
And immediately you were seated with him in the heavenly places. We'll be looking at that in chapter 2. Okay.
Whew.
But your soul isn't born again.
No.
Your soul is going through transformation through the renewing of your
mind.
That's why you got born again and somehow the mathematics didn't immediately improve. Because you're still working on the soul. Okay?
Yes, sir.
But the day you die. The day you sleep. Die is not the right word for
you meet
believers.
Jesus.
The day you sleep, your soul will be instantly be one with the Lord.
My gosh.
The same way your spirit is.
One.
And then the day Christ returns,
we shall
your
be
body. So it's as if the resurrection is in phases.
Three phases
resurrection, like a generator. Phase one is your spirit. When that moment you get born again. It says, love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. 1 John 4:17. Because as he is, so are we in this world. He's not talking about our body or our soul.
No.
He's talking about our spirit.
Yes, sir.
2 Corinthians 5:17.
If any man be in Christ.
Yeah.
Therefore, if every man is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold all things have become new.
And verse 18, all things are of God now. What is talking about?
In my
the
spirit.
Things in your spirit, because in your mind, some of you, you still have issues with your neighbors and your sisters and uncles
in
and
the
spouses.
Mind. Yeah.
So, that's not of God.
No.
But all things are of God.
Yes.
So, it's spirit,
mm-hmm.
soul when you sleep.
Yes.
Body when he
Jesus
returns.
Returns
at the now, you'll get a new body. So that's the redemption of the purchased possession.
Yes,
I like what Paul writes in, is it 2 Timothy? I know whom I've
believed
and I'm persuaded
that
he is able
to keep that,
which I have committed. To him,
until that day.
That day. Read it for us.
For this reason, I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed.
Woo!
For I know whom I have believed.
Oh, yes.
And I am persuaded that he is able.
Who is able?
Jesus.
It's not I'm persuaded that I'm able.
No, I'm not able. But he is able.
Paul says, I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwells nothing good.
No good thing, yeah.
Yeah, so while you're walking down the aisle like this with your smile, you know that the person coming, the only good thing you're getting is the spirit.
Oh, yeah. Lord.
Yeah, the other parts need working on the whole time.
Yes, until we meet
encouragement,
Jesus.
Flowers, I don't know what.
Eish.
Yeah. But as for Paul, is 2 Timothy 1:12.
Yeah.
I know
who I have believed.
Who I've believed. 2 Timothy 1:12.
Persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him until that.
So day. Your role is to commit.
Yes, sir.
That's why we need faith.
Yes.
You see, that's why not everyone is going to heaven.
Mercy.
No. Christ has died for everyone.
Yes.
Jesus' blood is enough to save every human being.
Yes, sir.
But not everyone is going to heaven. Because not everyone has committed to him.
All right. I'm understanding.
I don't know. You need to check with your MC right now. Those are seated around the TV. Whether they have all committed to him until that day. And if you commit to him, don't uncommit.
No, sir.
Don't reach a point that I say, Jesus, give me back my thing. I think I can do a better job. You cannot do a better job.
This is powerful.
Mercy, Lord. Aya, flowers. Okuvienyo, Angela Mutoni. What a shock. So, so the redemption, that's the thing. That's the thing. That one day, you and I will walk into glory.
Yes.
News will go out that so and so has transitioned into glory. And that day, the Holy Spirit will ensure that it is what it is written comes to pass.
Amen.
On the other side.
Amen. Our guarantor.
So, sister, brother, don't be an anxious Christian.
No.
Yeah. Some people, it's as if they enjoy the anxiety of not being sure. Will you make it?
Yeah.
I'm like, look, did you commit or you didn't?
Stay committed, for me, is what you've said. Don't just commit.
Commit and leave the thing
leave
there.
Leave the thing there. Your life.
And then there's no need for anxiety. You know, it's like a person who's on an airplane going to check on the cabin of the pilot the whole time.
So what are we checking on exactly?
Are we okay? Is the altitude fine?
Just sleep.
I tell you, go sit down.
You're a security risk. Sit down.
Yeah, some people, they're always knocking on Jesus' door. Am I going to make it?
Wow.
Anyway.
Commit.
I want us to go into the reason Paul is writing.
All right.
Verse 15. So, brethren, verse 14 is the end of Paul's greeting to the Ephesians. It is his idea of high.
High.
Can you imagine someone this deep? No wonder he couldn't get married. I mean, how would he have conducted conversations at home?
He could not.
Imagine being married to Paul. The guy is saying,
you wake up in the
heaven, what?
Grace and peace be multiplied.
Can you talk in normal English? We want to understand what you... Tell the kids to do homework.
The kids to do homework. Tell them you are perfected in Christ Jesus. You know all things. You have an unction from the Holy One.
Malakabra hasikata yalakosikata yaba.
Hey!
You see, that's why all the sisters who are born again shouldn't just marry some guy.
Apostle, you're preaching. First, stay there. Stay there a little bit. There are many young people here from Masoli Zone.
When Christ is united with Belial,
Magatata.
All light is united with darkness.
What a union.
Mm. You have just entered the struggle.
So
don't go there. Anyway,
not at all.
Therefore. Finally, he's saying, okay, this is why
after
I'm writing.
Greeting you, therefore. I also.
In other words, because of all the things that I've said in my greeting, and he's about to throw down some heavy duties.
We are here for it, Apostle.
Read.
The therefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints.
You know, we could stay here. Yeah. It looks like we are trying to go somewhere to another verse.
No.
But let's first stay here. You see, Paul has been writing about the revelation of we being in Christ.
Yes.
All the things God has done in Christ. The fact that we have everything.
Every spiritual blessing,
And we were chosen, we were given everything the same way we were chosen, which was before the creation of the world in Christ.
Yes, and it pleased him.
He reaches the end, says, therefore.
Because of these things.
Because of all these things, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord, and your love for all saints, says, do not cease.
Your love, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you
in my prayers. We'll go there. Make mention. But let's just go back. Your faith must be heard. Have people heard of your faith? There was no Facebook. There was no X. There was no Instagram. There was no TikTok. There were no threads.
Mercy.
But somehow, these guys' faith
was heard of.
Had traveled all the way to where Paul was. Like, wait, have you heard of
the Ephesians?
And their faith and their love.
Yeah, for God. For the saints.
Can you imagine that being your reputation?
May that be my reputation.
You're walking through an airport somewhere in another country.
Amen.
And the people are like, that guy, that lady is a woman of faith and love.
Faith and love.
Look at Romans 1:8. Romans 1:8. I want us to lean into this. Romans 1:8. Those online, we see you. Thank you for sharing the link.
1:8, verse 8. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world.
This was Paul writing about the church in Rome. That everywhere I've been, people are talking about your faith.
With no social media.
Can you imagine having a reputation of faith? Now remember, faith without works is dead.
It's dead. That's why there was.
So by the time they're talking about your faith, they're not talking about things you say. But you know, those guys,
they can talk.
We all know that people can talk until you get irritated because all their talk is not backed up by any evidence of progress. But worship harvest.
Come on, Apostle.
Shall we be known?
Yes.
Shall they hear about our faith throughout the whole world?
Yes.
Where you enter an office for something and say, are you from West? No, the way it happens nowadays, people find each other and say, the way that person is behaving, they must be from Worship Harvest. So they eventually, during the seminar and the break, they ask, are you from Worship Harvest?
Yes.
Hey, you also, what location? What? Because
there's something.
You are not the one speaking negativity in the meeting. You're not the one telling people how things are not going to work. You're not the one finding fault with everyone.
My God.
You're the one who's
excellence.
Speaking faith, walking faith, talking faith,
come on,
believing faith.
Amen.
Every few sentences, a scripture comes in.
From the Wells Park.
And you don't have to say it from such and such a place. No, you're just talking about, you know, someone makes a comment and say, yeah. You know, we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Like, Someone says, but nowadays, the economy, what do you say? You know, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake and my sake, he became poor, that we through his poverty might be made rich. So, generally, we are operating in a different economy.
Matata! Makatete! I'm loving it.
Uh-uh. Pull another one.
Someone comes and says, you know, my boss has been assuring me, and for me, I'm planning to go back and talk back to them badly. And you say, you know, a soft answer turns away wrath.
Say, you know, Bananga, teenagers are difficult. Children, what is it? All our children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of all our children. Hey! That is, people, your faith shall be talked about throughout the world. Yeah. Because the way you are going to operate from now that you know, operating by the word of God, saying the right things, doing the right things. You know, when you're a person of faith, you don't just say the right thing, you also do the right thing.
Come on.
In the whole company, everyone knows the person the company cannot afford to lose because they are doing well because of you, like Joseph, how Potiphar did so well, the prisoner did so well, Pharaoh did so well because of one person. Man. And person of faith. That is you.
That is me.
You see, up today we are talking about Joseph.
Yes.
It's as if he never died.
We are
an advantage. That is our destiny.
Come on.
That our faith shall be spoken of, not only throughout the whole world, but through many generations.
Amen.
We are still talking about Martin Luther. We are still talking about Martin Luther King. We are still talking about, I don't know, John G. Lake.
Yes.
Why? Their faith.
Their faith still speaks.
Go and serve God. Those of you who are looking for money, we don't know anyone because of the money they had. In the days of John G. Lake, there are people who were richer than him. We don't know them. They died a final death.
Ma.
You say something.
Apostle, every day we have an opportunity for our faith to be seen.
Yeah.
At home.
Yeah.
At work. On the road, in the supermarket, at the petrol station. Faith is not only expressed during evangelism or in the MC meeting or at church on Sunday. That's what I'm hearing you say. Is that every day, in every moment, in every conversation, it's an opportunity for me to express my faith in Christ Jesus.
It is to stay in a lane which is slow. And not create another lane in traffic. Because you trust that God is going to send an angel at the junction to move
your lane
forward. And so you don't need to start being disorderly.
Yeah. With a sticker saying church begins on Monday.
Exactly. Mercy, Lord.
Mercy, Lord. So for me, I'm hearing, as you're speaking, you're saying that our faith should be heard of, like in our families.
Yes.
When we, in our marriages.
Oh, yes.
In our academics. You have to say that woman submits to her husband. I want to get born again.
Yeah.
The way I see them, those people. The way the man loves the wife, the way the wife submits, there is no. It's just amazing to me. Or how they see you being excellent at work, refusing to take shortcuts, refusing to take bribes, refusing to be negative, that's actually faith being expressed because you're obeying the word of God.
I don't know whether it's Pastor Jeremy Ohamke who got saved because Pastor Ronnie Nsubuga was very smart.
I think it was Hamke.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Hamke found Ronnie Nsubuga, who used to be the youth pastor at Ginger Miracle
Can
Center.
You imagine?
And he's like, I want to get saved. This guy.
Your faith is expressed even in that way, Papa.
Exactly.
This is practical.
I'm
loving it.
Yeah. You see, in your family, when they are fundraising for weddings.
Maha, Apostle, you've gone there.
Oh, Kwanjula.
Is my faith spoken of?
Is your faith being spoken of?
Matatata. Makaluta luta.
Because we don't want to talk to
Uganda
giraffes.
Shilling.
Let's feed the sheep.
I'm loving it, Apostle. When you give 20,000 to your friend's wedding,
yes.
Uganda shilling.
Is your faith. Are they speaking of your faith or they are speaking about something else?
Meanwhile, you're quoting scriptures on wealth. Mataka te.
Your faith is spoken about throughout the whole world. Paul heard of the faith of the Ephesians in the hostel where you are.
Eh?
Do people know you're a Christian by the way you behave?
Oh, they are saying, are you sure?
Do your sexual ethics reveal your faith? Or by the time the team comes to do evangelism in the hostel and they said they are based at in room, I will not say the room number.
Yeah, don't please.
All the boys are like, but we have already slept with that girl. What are you saying that she's saying? It's time for our faith to be spoken of.
What a word. What a word.
You are the light of the world.
Thank you.
A city on a hill
set on a hill that cannot be hidden.
You are the salt of the earth.
John 5.
You shall not lose your flavor so that you are counted to be good for nothing.
Let
so in that hostel
shine.
At uni,
oh, yes.
You are the light of the world. Don't go around sleeping with people.
Mm-mm.
Because then they will be talking about your sleeping with people, not your faith. Be generous. Be the room where when people are fine, when there's kayasi in the, be generous with finances. When there's no whatever, where you are the room where people come for sugar and snacks. Because you trust
that
the right one who supplied what is there will supply even more.
Amen.
Guys, this should be our life.
Yes.
And it's not because it's coming out of hard work. But
no.
That's why he says, therefore, after. For this reason. Because of all these things.
Let it flow.
Your faith is being spoken about.
Lord,
your faith shall be spoken about.
Amen.
Your love for all the saints shall be spoken about.
Amen.
Oh yes. Amen. You know, love is not a spiritual gift.
Ah,
you can't say somehow I'm not gifted in love.
Apostle, are you sure?
You can just love someone before nightfall tonight by sharing something. Yeah, because God so loved the world that he gave. The number one indicator of love is giving.
It is.
It can be giving a compliment.
Yes.
Can be giving money.
Yeah.
Can be giving popcorn.
Yeah.
Can be giving soda.
Yeah.
Can be giving a chapati.
Yeah.
A Rolex.
An opportunity. Yeah.
A lift.
Yeah.
A chocolate bar. A car.
Yeah, a car.
No, someone shouted that in the studio. It wasn't me.
Yes.
Are we understanding?
So much.
When grace is a part of our life. You see, faith is a positive response to what God has done by grace. You see, faith is like, let's say grace is the water that was pumped into the tank.
Yes.
Faith is you fetching the water for whatever you need to use. Now, when you have a tiny tank, you can be using the water sparingly.
Mm. Apostle, I'm understanding.
But when you have a huge tank,
you're free.
That's when people even sometimes they forget to close the tap.
Yeah.
Like, let's tap and get it. So the people who don't understand grace can't practice high faith that it would be hard of. That's why it says that Romans 5:17. Just read it. Yeah. Because people have to connect this whole faith and grace.
Much more than. For if by one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ.
Reigning
in life. Apostle.
You see, all the royals of this world, they write about them. People try to take pictures of them to sell them illegally in magazines for nothing. Like,
just
they're on holiday somewhere. There is a whole trail of paparazzi trying to take pictures of them. Why? Because they are reigning in life. If you want your faith to be heard of, you'd better start reigning in life. That way you don't have to tell people, hey, see me here.
No.
They will just come and say, look, your life is so different.
Yes. Why?
Why?
Thank you, Lord.
So that is the thing.
Wow, Apostle.
Our faith must be heard of.
And for me, what I'm hearing in what you've said is that it's someone, instead of walking around trying to work my faith, it's that the more grace I receive, that you talk about, the larger the tank, the more faith I'll exercise, because I'll exercise my faith to the extent that I have believed and received the grace of God in my life. And so suddenly I feel like I've tapped into one of your secrets, because you're a man of great faith. And I think the reason why you're able to take some crazy risks is that there's a cushioning of, you've received the grace of great grace. Like, you just, God is, like, you've received the grace of God so much that you can believe and take certain risks that the rest of us, who probably sometimes are depending on ourselves, look at ourselves instead of God, and therefore respond from that place. So that's why he first tells us what we've received, then he says, therefore. In other words, be three. The more you receive grace, the more you'll walk in faith.
Yes.
The greater the tank of grace, the greater the application of my faith, the more water I can make use of with freedom. Wow.
Well.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
Therefore, I also, it says, I also.
When I heard.
You know, the Bible is very interesting. You know, Dr. Alexander was teaching us about hermeneutics and exegesis.
Mm.
Just that I also changes many things.
I also. It wasn't only, there are others.
Yeah, because it doesn't say, therefore, after I heard your faith. It's not like it came as a direct report. Therefore, I also.
Babi ogede
yeye na inange gantu kako.
Wow.
I also. I heard.
What are they hearing about me?
I heard of your faith. I heard of your love for all the saints.
Wow.
What a blessing. Therefore, I also. Instead of
Nange,
sorry for those who are interpreting. I also, after I heard. Anyway, let's go to what he did, which is also going to explain something. It says, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. And the main thing is really the next verse. But let me just go through this quickly, because I want us to do three verses today and finish them.
Okay.
Go back to verse 16. I also do not cease to give thanks for you. So I'm giving thanks for your faith and your love.
Yes.
For all the saints. Yes. And says, making mention of you in my prayers. And he's going to show them
what he prays for,
which will reveal to us, when you're walking in faith and love as a result of God's grace, there are certain things that need to be added onto you. That's why even in 2 Peter it says, add to your faith. And he says certain things.
So many things.
Because just walking in faith and love is not the end. We'll go into what he talks about.
Yes.
Because what he talks about is the thing that really will hold things together.
Yes.
But it is important for us not to skip the fact that their faith was being heard of and that Paul heard about it. Give me verse 16, please. And
he gave thanks
and
for them.
And he gave thanks.
And prayed for them.
And prayed for them.
Yeah.
Which is a big point in itself. Okay? Let me just show you two verses.
All right, show us.
And then I'll show you why it's important.
Yes.
In Colossians 4:12, he talks the same thing. But look at Romans 1:9. Remember Romans 1:8?
Yes.
Which we just looked at?
Yes,
and 1:9. It will reveal to you that he has the same modus operandi. Romans 1:9.
For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son.
I don't want to go there.
Hey, don't go there, Apostle. So he will not leave.
Because he's serving with your flesh
with
and he's serving with your spirit.
That without ceasing, I make mention of you always in my prayers. Without ceasing.
This is after they say that the faith of the Romans is spoken about
in the whole world.
He says, I do not cease to pray for you. Wow.
He's not praying for the failures. He's praying for those. He's praying for the ones who are.
But also look at 2 Timothy 1:3, because here he's praying for an individual.
All right. 2 Timothy 1:3. I thank God, whom I serve with a pure conscience, as my forefathers did. As without ceasing, I remember you in my prayers night and day. Paul prayed.
First look at this other one. Colossians 4:12. Actually, it's not the one of him praying for them is in verse 1, but it's 4:12. Very, very instructive. Colossians 4:12.
Colossians.
They all start with K, but Colossians.
Epaphras, who is one of you, a bond servant of Christ, greets you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God.
You realize that Paul, having launched many churches or influenced the launching of many churches, and lacking the technology to connect with them directly, or the logistics to go around visiting them, resorted to prayer.
He prayed. He prayed.
So you, wonderful MC Shepherd, zonal pastor, location pastor, I need you to know this.
I have my answer.
The first calling of a minister of the gospel is prayer. I don't know, you've heard about what problem, in which zone, in which MC, in which location. Pray. This business of your jumping onto the phone to whatever. You see, even God knows that if you are reacting like that for an MC, he can't give you something bigger because you'll die from reactions.
And the people along with you.
Paul, you see, all these people, he says, I do not cease to pray for you. I do not cease to pray for you. Epaphras is laboring for you fervently in prayers. It's like this is the primary work of ministry.
Yeah.
But because being human, we trust too much in our flesh, in our connections, in our data, in our airtime.
In our clevers.
In our clevers. We want to jump in. These things, the thing you're going to solve, you're solving the fruit. The root that caused that fruit to happen was happening long ago.
Yes. Already.
So without praying, you'll be chopping off the fruit and it keeps coming back.
Apostle. All right.
Paul's strategy was prayer. But anyway, let's say why is what and why he's praying for these people.
Verse 17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him.
We will add on to these things next week. But you can see that these guys, whose faith he has also heard about.
Yes.
Whose love for all the saints he has also heard about.
Yeah.
He's like, these guys, if they are having this much results with what they know,
what will happen
if they move into the knowledge of what I'm writing about from verse 1 to verse 14? Because what he's writing about from verse 1 to 14, they don't know it yet. And yet with that little knowledge, their faith is being spoken all over the place. Their love for us. That's why you have to go back and reread verse 1 to 14.
Wow.
That's why it says, therefore, after I heard, I'm praying for you. It says, why therefore? Because of this thing they're saying, you guys, in him there's this, in him there's this, in him there's this. Yes, you are flying right now. Yes, you are amazing. Yes, you love the saints. Yes, you are born again. Yes, you're doing miracles, signs and wonders. But dude, boy, oh boy, if you got to know him at a certain level. Because sometimes people have faith until difficulties come.
Oh, yes.
Because they lacked a certain level of knowledge.
Yes.
They were not anchored deep enough. Okay? That's why he says that he may give you the spirit of wisdom. Look, we've heard of your faith. We've heard of your love.
But
you don't have the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of God.
My God. So he's...
This is saying that I'm praying that he will give you.
Yeah, you don't have.
Because this is another level.
Yes.
You see, Peter, people who land on one revelation and they run off and say, yeah, I'll never read anything else. This is all. You are joking. You don't know God. God, you cannot exhaust God.
We cannot exhaust God.
Even when your faith and your love is known by everyone, you have barely scratched the surface of who God is. Because it says, it is for this reason I'm praying that God, the Father, will give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. Look, it is so funny that He's the one you should be knowing, but He's also the one to give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation to know him a certain way. And that someone else is praying that he will give it. Look, if God really wants you to know him, why doesn't he just give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him without anyone
just
asking
like that
him to?
Faith.
Wisdom and
revelation.
That's what I'm going to tackle in the next time.
Ay.
Wisdom and... Because there is knowing God outside of wisdom and revelation.
Absolutely.
Yeah, even as I say it in English, I'm sure it doesn't make much sense to you. But God will reveal it to you. There is a certain way you can know God in wisdom and revelation. And a lot of the Christians, especially the charismatic, born-again Pentecostals, they know him in revelation, but not in wisdom.
Yes, sir.
So you have power.
Power.
You have miracles. You have signs. You have wonders. You haven't gone to the degree of the
wisdom.
Embedment, the foundation of the wisdom. Because wisdom is a principal thing. Principal means primary, head, first. So many times we've built on weak foundations because that's the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Faith you have.
Yeah.
Love you have. Now we are praying for you. Make an invitation. Everyone needs to know the Lord today.
Apostle, can you first appreciate Apostle? Wow. I'm going to encourage us to go back and listen to this teaching a few times. There's so much more in it. For you, on like the third listen, something will click. But if you're listening in, you're watching, you think you maybe accidentally opened the channel, or you came by accident into the MC, or whatever it is in your mind, it's not. God had an appointment with you. And like Apostle told us earlier, that Jesus paid fully for the sins of the entire world. He paid for your salvation, your redemption. He wants to have a relationship with you, but you have to commit your life to him and accept him. And that's what I'd like you to do. In the book of Romans 10, verse 9, the Bible tells us that if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus was raised from the dead, you'll be saved, just like that. And so that's what I want you to do right now. Wherever you are, in that MC meeting, alone in a taxi, you're watching this later, you're listening on radio, I'd like you to pray this prayer from your heart to God after me, and you will be forgiven and redeemed, and you'll enter the family of God just
Amen.
Like that. Say, Lord Jesus,
today
I receive you as my Lord and Savior.
As my Lord and Savior.
I believe that you died for all my sins.
You died for all my sins.
And that you rose again.
You rose again.
For my glory.
For my glory.
Today. I commit my life to you.
I commit my life. All my life to you.
Take my life. And do something with it. Today I'm born again. I am a child of God.
I'm a child of God.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. If you prayed that prayer, welcome to the family of God. Welcome. I'd like you to go ahead and send us a message, please. Please send us a message on this number, 0775-642-449. If you're outside Uganda, that's plus 256-775-642-449. Send a WhatsApp, send an SMS. Let us know that today I have received Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Let us know your name. We want to connect you to a family to help you understand what has happened and what belongs to you now in the family of God, and also to start bringing you closer and doing life with you. But welcome to the family of God.
Amen. 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 Welcome to the family of God. That number again is 256 plus 256 775-642-449. And you need to text right now. Yes. Don't wait for later. Don't wait tomorrow. Text right now. Say, I have made a decision to follow Jesus. There's a pastor on the other end of that line waiting to hear from you. We love you.
Yes.
And we are praying for you. You shall flourish.
Yes.
You shall lack nothing
Amen.
Good.
Amen.
Amen. And wherever you are in your mission or community today, I know God is speaking to you.
Yes.
And His word is effective and is sharper than any two-edged sword and will divide bone and marrow, spirit and soul, and will bring a result in your life. So wherever you are, whatever the issue is, I'm praying for peace.
Amen.
If you are sick in any part of your body, wherever you are, or if you have someone in the house who is not well, I want you to go where they are and I want you to lay your hand on them. Or wherever you are in the mission or community, just lay hands on whoever is saying in the mission or community meeting that they are not feeling well about anything. The rest of you, just gather around the people, lay your hands and let's pray and receive what God has already given. You know, healing is, God is not healing now.
No.
God healed 2,000 years ago at the cross. All we are doing now is receiving what was already given. So thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we receive healing for every person, in every mission or community, in every home, in every room, in every place where someone is believing right now. We rebuke that sickness, whatever it is called, we command it to get out of your body in the name of Jesus. And speedily, may healing manifest in your blood, in your organs, in your emotions, in your muscles,
in your mind,
whatever it is, in your nervous system, may healing speedily manifest on your skin. Someone, you have been having a skin issue, receive healing right now in the name of Jesus. Someone, there's been pain in your neck, to the right, at the back of your neck, receive healing right now in the name of Jesus. Whatever it is, someone, you've been having issues of blood coming out of your nose or something to do with your nasal cavity, whatever is going on there, receive healing in the name of Jesus right now. The people in the studio, you should be praying in the spirit, even as we are receiving healing for everyone online, even here in the studio. Whatever is going on, someone, you've been having an irritation in your eyes, especially the right eye, receive healing, receive wholeness, receive the healing that was purchased for you by the blood of Jesus. Be excited about it. Start giving thanks to God for it, because God has already done it. So something to do with your nasal cavity, something to do with your chest cavity, receive your healing. Right eye, receive your healing. At the back of your neck, receive your healing. Whatever it is, receive your healing. God is faithful, who will do it. In every part of your body, if you have been having recurring headaches that don't seem to go away, like a dull headache that goes on for a long time, receive your healing. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. And if God has done something for you, if you've received a miracle, whether today or any other day in one of our broadcasts, you should still contact that same number that is scrolling on your screen and tell us what God has done for you, because testimonies bring glory to God and we want to glorify Him. The number again is 775-642-449. So wherever you are, receive healing, child of God. Start rejoicing, start laughing, start celebrating. God is good. God is good. God is good. Someone, you have an acute financial need. Someone, you have a sudden financial need that you hadn't planned for that has just come. God is supplying your need.
Amen.
Yeah. God is supplying your need. It could be a medical bill. It could be a school bill. It could be something. Whatever it is, God is supplying your need. God is supplying your need in full. In the name of Jesus, we declare no accidents for you.
Oh,
none
yes.
of your bones shall be broken.
Amen.
Every spirit of destruction, including the breaking of phones and
wow.
screens, I bind you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Be gone. Yours is not the car to be scratched. Yours is not the phone to break.
No.
Yours is not the television screen to break.
No.
No, 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 no. Evil shall come near your dwelling. Your kettle works.
It works.
Yours, no, it's not the equipment in your house that should break down.
Amen.
Whatever you purchase with money will work for a long time. You will have to get a new one and give away the old one. Not because it broke down, but because you upgraded. Somebody shout in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. So receive it, receive it, receive it. Dreams and visions. Dreams and visions. Prophetic unction. Ability to see spiritual things. Yeah. Someone, you lost a bit of that. It's coming back. With more accuracy.
Amen.
It's coming, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. It's coming, it's coming. Dreams, visions, dreams, visions, clarity. You will know what to do. There will be a knowing in
Amen.
Your heart, in your mind.
Amen.
Somehow you will know this is the right decision. And it will be the perfect decision. Especially for leaders, in relation to your leadership. Knowing who to appoint over what.
Amen.
Right now, it's coming.
Amen.
There will be a knowing. This is the right man. This is the right woman
Amen.
To appoint in charge
Amen.
Of this. And it will be accurate. You'll hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. And you'll walk in it.
Amen.
Oh, yes. God has not left us helpless. The Bible says the Holy Spirit will show you things to come.
Yes.
Yeah, He will guide you into all truth.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. We receive your goodness. We receive miracles. Creative miracles. There's an extended family you belong to where there has been repetitive bad news. I want you to believe with me that that ends tonight.
Amen.
Like one blow after another in the family. Maybe people dying or severe sickness or accidents or sort of trouble with children, schooling. I want you to believe that it ends today.
Amen.
Yeah, that your family will have peace.
Amen.
And you'll praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
So, Father, we thank you for your kindness, your goodness. Thank you for tonight's MC. Even as we go out into our huddles, we know you're speaking to us. Do a work in us. May the eyes of our understanding be enlightened.
Yes,
like Paul was praying for the Ephesians,
yes,
that we will also get to know you. That you will, we will receive wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. May we not be a people who know about you through
Lord.
Others. May we not be those who only read the testimonies of
Lord.
What others did. But may we be the ones whose testimonies are being read by
yes.
many
yes.
of what you've done
yes.
through us in our missional communities. Lord, let there be a miracle in every missional community
Amen.
In the next 6 weeks.
Amen.
A radical miracle in every MC. Every MC.
Thank you, Lord.
Miracles of provision, promotion, restoration,
yes.
protection. May your children know that you're real. Amen.
Amen.
top 10 winners of Humbert. Do you have them?
No,
can I read them? I have them.
All right.
Tracy Beatrice, Pastor Tracy Beatrice.
Hey.
That's Gomba. Gomba bagenda kuli obugatwe Kampala. Pastor Richard Mgisa from Matuga. Angela Mtoni. Clarence Warum. Jonathan Kijambu. And Let's Lights. That's Joshua Ngole. Mobs. Michelle Chirabo.
Of course.
Downtown. Regan Kisa Natete. Audrey Natukunda. Which location is Audrey?
Kigali. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
You have to figure it out. The challenge is on.
Okay.
And Pastor Sarah Mukisa. I want to make it emphatically clear. I have nothing to do with this result. I'm just reading out the names. You know, there was an electoral commission in a certain country.
Uh-huh.
They didn't know which computers they were reading from. You see, they sent them.
I can confirm.
Yeah. Verify. Yeah. Confirm.
I verified these results. Yeah.
May God bless you. You're going to have a great life, you guys. Yeah. You're going to have a great, great life. God bless you.
Yes.
We love you.
Thank
You're
you.
The best.
Bye-bye.
Woohoo! Again, Masol is on in the studio.
For listening to this teaching. We hope that you've been blessed by the Worship Harvest Sermon Series. For more teachings and other resources, visit www.worshipharvest.org or call 0393-281-555. That is 0393-281-555.